This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes the headline of the day is only part of the story, you know? I'm talking here about word from the White House this morning that President Obama wants to change the rules for overtime pay. Specifically, he's going to try to roll back regulations put in place a decade ago that lets companies not pay workers overtime if they are designated as executives or professionals. Millions of people could be affected, and that is news in and of itself. But there's a bigger issue for the American labor market, because wages have been stagnant for decades now, while company profits have been setting records. So we asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith to have a look at that wage stagnation and how companies have managed to do it.
My first journalism job was on the copy desk of a newspaper, and I was told that I was a full-time, part-time employee, which basically meant that I worked full-time, I just didn't get any benefits.
Misclassification is a big one.
Heidi Shierholz is a labor economist at the Economic Policy Institute. She says there are a lot of ways companies have kept wage costs low, like classifying people as executives or independent contractors.
Even though they're technically employees, but if they're classified as independent contractors, the employers don't have to pay workers' comp, unemployment insurance, they don't have to pay the minimum wage or offer overtime.
Shierholz says incidents of so-called wage theft have also been on the upswing.
An example of this is when you work at a fast food restaurant and it's 2 a.m. and your employer says, clock out and then clean up.
This isn't just a post-recession trend. These wage workarounds have been on the rise since 2000, says Harry Holzer, a professor of public policy at Georgetown University.
I think the labor market has tilted the labor playing field in the direction of employers. And there's just a lot more ways for them to get the work done than they need to get done.
Namely, technology and outsourcing. Employers use technology to replace a lot of jobs and can go overseas for cheaper labor. The weak labor market has only made things worse for workers, says Michael Hillard, an economist at the University of Southern Maine.
When you have 3 workers for every available job, that enhances employers' leverage to lower the norms and the treatment of their workers.
Hillard says wage stagnation isn't entirely good for companies. When workers get paid less, they have less to spend, which limits long-term growth for many firms. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.